Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me Chris Taylor. Chris is the president and director of Great Bear Resources, and he's been there since 2010. And he is, I must say, for a relatively young fella, he must be living in seventh heaven, because his company, Great Bear, is certainly one of the most one of the premier exploration success stories of the last couple of years. And so I'm really glad to have him with us again on this show. Great Bear trades in Canada under the symbol GBR. In the U.S., you can buy it, as I have, under the symbol GTBDF. There's only 40.5 million shares outstanding, which is really remarkable. Stock selling at 427 in U.S. money today, at least a little before the show started, giving it a market cap of around 212 million in U.S. money. Thanks for joining me again, Chris.
Jay, it's always great to talk with you.
Always great to talk with you, especially people like you who have success. We like people, no matter if they're successful or not, but we really like people who help put money in our pockets, and you have certainly done that for me and for many of my subscribers and many of our listeners, I'm sure. So anyway, at the Dixie Lake Project, the initial discovery that you made there was, you categorize it as pretty much a typical Red Lake, like the famous Red Lake mine that was the company maker for Goldcorp. But more recently, you found a different kind of mineralization along the LP Fault. As I understand it, Chris, this is a new fault discovery. And along that fault, you have something called the Bear Rimini Zone, which I guess you're pretty high on. It looks very promising. Could you talk about that and perhaps why this LP Fault has become so important in your exploration efforts?
Sure, I'm happy to do that, Jay. As you mentioned, when we initially got the project, we knew that we had a gold zone on the property that was very much like, now it's Newmont, but Newmont Goldcorp's main Red Lake gold mine. And, you know, we were very happy with that because it was one of the most profitable gold mines in the world for over a decade after the high-grade gold discovery by our largest shareholder, Rob McEwen, at great depths. And subsequently, they ended up developing this very high-grade gold ore. And it was an excellent situation for Great Bear. But recently, this has all been sort of flipped on its head, because now we're looking at this very unusual situation of having a Red Lake mine type gold system sitting about a kilometer to 2 kilometers away from something that really we're trying to find the parallels to in mining history now, and trying to find analogous deposits. But, you know, I've had people come to me from the market saying, this LP fault target that you're looking at, if I put a side-by-side comparison map, it reminds me of this big discovery back about 30 years ago in Canada called the Hemlo deposit. And this is something that shareholders keep asking me about, and this is sophisticated people. Some of them are basically fund managers, other geologists that were involved in those discoveries, and they keep making this sort of comparison. So now we're in a very unusual scenario where we're working through very rapidly with three drill rigs drilling across kilometers worth of this new LP fault target, which might be sort of like a Hemlo type analog sitting right beside previous high-grade gold zones that we've been working on very successfully up until a couple months ago, which are very much like Newmont's main Red Lake gold mine. And collectively, to have all of these inside of a company like Great Bear, which only has about 40 million shares out and is very well funded, we don't need to go back to the market for well over a year and a half if we don't want to, in order to keep this aggressive drill campaign going. It's a really unusual situation. Lots of fun to talk about, lots of fun to drill.
Well, for sure. Speaking of the Hemlo, some 20 million ounces or something came out of there, I believe, high-grade ounces, no, Chris?
Yeah, that's what, we have to be careful as an exploration company when we talk about analogies right. That are so large and famous.
Sure,
obviously,
of course.
This is early stage work. You have to drill it. The proof is always in the pudding, as we say, with the drill rig.
Right.
But regardless, we do see geological similarities to that deposit. Other people have noticed it as well, which is why it keeps coming up. But it was 21 million ounces produced across about 2.5 kilometers of a very similar structural zone to the one one that we're now working on the Dixie property. And on the Dixie property, that structural zone is about 18 kilometers long. There's already, publicly, we have disclosed about 15 or 16 drill holes across a very similar strike length to what you see at Hemlo, about 2.5 kilometers, and we've got gold in all those holes. So it's very exciting for us to see these sort of analogies emerge, and it's why we announced recently that we put all three of our property's drill rigs on this new target, because we're very optimistic about what we're seeing there.
So am I correct in assuming that it's not that your lack of attention right now to the earlier discoveries is, it's not because you've lost any kind of confidence in their upside potential, but because this looks more exciting at the moment, or you just need to determine whether it is?
That's exactly the situation. We very much like the original targets, the Dixie Limb and the Hinge Zone that we already had. However, when you come across a target with, say, like the potential to have 18 kilometers of strike length and all the initial drilling is positive, I mean, it's a way that we can effectively advance the company, advance the project, with the rigs that we have in very short order. And when you have a target that big, you need to get as much information as quickly as possible from it so that you can characterize, you know, how big is it? Is it, is gold across 2 kilometers? We already know it's across 2.5. Is it across five? Is it across 10? How many zones are there? What's the range of grades? What are the types of rocks? Is it one big mineralized system, or are there different zones that are developed along it? These are all very good problems to have, all very important questions to answer as quickly as possible.
And do you expect to have some assays coming out soon, Chris?
Yeah, Jay. Effectively, the only real problem that we've had from an exploration standpoint is that we're drilling so much, so rapidly, that the assay labs have been backed right up. Recently, the lab that we've been using had to send out drill core to two other labs, sort of subcontracting them so that we could get the results back in an orderly fashion. With three drill rigs, you're drilling, say, 400 meters of core a day, 1,200 feet of core a day. That's a heck of a lot of drill core. It's more than the assay labs can easily handle.
How close to surface is this mineralization?
Some of the results that we put up recently were within about 50 meters of the surface.
Wow.
Effectively, we think that the new zones and the historical zones that we had as well, they all project effectively right to surface. There is a thin couple meters or a few yards, whatever terminology you want to use, of gravel and sand that covers the deposit. But just below that thin layer of gravel, you're right into bedrock, and the mineralization goes right to the surface of that bedrock. So this is exceptional in the sense that that gold has been not just relatively shallow, it goes basically right to surface.
So let me ask you, Chris, you've drilled out over 2.5 kilometers of this LP fault, and it's 18 kilometers in length. So how far will you be stepping out now, or will that depend on the results? I mean, if you know that you've got something at one point, you might want to extend further, but if you don't, you know, until you know, so are you dependent on assays to continue drilling as well?
To some extent, Jay, with our system, though, you have to be aware, like, we are able, when we drill, to see gold mineralization. This is not, I was previously involved with a company that put a high-grade gold mine into production in Nevada. It's when my kids were babies. We lived down in Nevada, out in rural Nevada, and we were working there. Now, we would be drilling ounce per ton gold, and I would never see a speck of gold. With the property that we have in Red Lake, we're fortunate because you see gold in the core, so you never know the grades until you get the assays. That's absolutely true, but you know when you're in the system generally based on the alteration, the presence of gold, other factors that let you, they give you information before the lab gets back to you. So we're able to use that information to guide the drilling on sort of a live basis, and then it's finally informed when we get all those assays back.
Well, your stock is certainly responding to this great news, and to a great extent, and no doubt in part because you've kept the share count so low, and it's very well owned. The company is owned by people that are not looking for a quick fix or a quick buck, but looking for the to stay with you through the duration of this project. And which leads me to ask you, I mean, how long and how far will you take this yourself? I mean, if you keep hitting gold, the share price should keep responding to that. And in theory, you could keep on going for quite a while, I suppose, as an exploration company. You're not a producer, but there must be some attention you're getting from some of the big boys. I can't imagine the people in your neighborhood aren't aware of what's going on here.
I think it's now becoming a fairly well-known story. And, you know, that goes from the very beginning, early days, Jay, with guys like yourself. I mean, you first met me when the stock was sitting at, 30 cents, 40 cents, somewhere
absolutely.
That range.
Canadian money.
We sat down. So it's not just us making people money. People that listen to you on Great Bear, they also made a lot of money.
Yes, they have.
Kudos to you for picking that up early. And,
frankly, I would say kudos to Gwen because she's the one that brought your story to the Metals Investor Forum, and that's where I learned about it. And what was remarkable to me, Chris, was the consistency of hits. You had figured out the structure, and every time, and so you knew where you were drilling, and every time you seemed to hit some gold mineralization, it was remarkable. So that's one of the reasons I bought into it so early. But so, I mean, I guess you'll take it as far as you can to optimize shareholder value, right?
That's right. We want to keep seeing. What I'd really like to see is I'd like to see the potential value of what we could have here better reflected in the share price. And I know this is always every company that is very successful ends up being a victim of its own success in a way, because at every stage in the process of Great Bear, as we go up to the next level, people pat me on the back, congratulate me, and tell me that they're sorry that they missed it. They did that from 10 cents to 20 cents. They did it from 20 cents to 60 cents, 60 cents to a couple bucks to, $5. I mean, this is the kind of thing but in reality, we're a company that follows the science. We're very careful with the data collection. We're very careful with analysis. And I think that's what's responsible for that consistency and hits that you're talking about. And that's what sets us apart from a lot of our peers. So we'll take this project. I'm very confident the team that we've put together, they're very experienced with gold deposits, very experienced in Red Lake. Our VP exploration, Bob Singh, is almost a one-man wonder show in times. I mean, people that meet him are always extremely impressed with his technical capabilities. But if we keep seeing growth in the share price, we keep seeing response in the market, and we keep seeing, most importantly, more gold coming out of the ground, more discoveries, more zones, what I really would like to see is the market starting to understand how big the project could be. And I think that's a process that we're just at the very beginning of now. It's more like, I said this to somebody the other day, I feel like I was at the train station, I got on the train, and it's starting to accelerate away from the platform now. So it's that acceleration in the pace of discovery, the pace of new zones that are being delineated, and the response in the market. I think it's very early days. If we end up truly, like many people are telling me, and like the reading that we're doing as well, if we end up with a new discovery similar to something like the Hemlo discovery, I mean, that is something that is worth billions of dollars in today's money to the company that finds it. If we're able to do that, this is exploration,
but if that's
something that we can put together, that would put us collectively in today's money, with something like over 10 times the value that we're currently looking at. So it's potentially very early days for the company, and we want to drive that process using good science, good exploration. We want to drive that process as far as we can and keep that share count down to make sure that the value of the company is divided by the fewest number of shares possible during that process.
Absolutely, Chris. And as I look at this LP fault on a map that I'm looking at now, and then I see lots of other little splays off of that, other little faults that go off of that, I think you've indicated those are all also prospective. So it's an unbelievable story in terms of the scope, the scale of what you have to shoot at. One of the most exciting stories that I've come across in the about four decades, I must say, that I've been involved in this business. So, Chris, thank you so much for your time today. Always a pleasure. Let me know how much money do you have on the till now to take you forward?
We have about, in Canadian dollars, about $20 million dollars cash and another $10 million of in-the-money warrants and options.
Okay,
sort of thing.
Very good. Okay, very good, and from a very strong position. Thank you so much, Chris, and we'll be looking for those assays coming out on a regular basis, I guess, right?
Yep, we'll do our best to make sure you're not disappointed, Jay. Thanks very much for the time.
Well, only Mother Nature has the secrets, so I don't expect you to do the impossible. And we want the truth, so whatever that is, we look forward to it. Thank you so much, Chris.